Saturday night in Universal City, NBC4 was a big winner at the Golden Mike Awards for their newscast. They're our media partners, so we're very happy for them. And we at Air Talk won two awards as well. Best Public Affairs Show, that for the program that we did on sex workers. And we won Best News Special for the multi-state program that I hosted looking at climate change and the effects on different areas. We joined with Colorado Public Radio, with Arizona Public Radio, Nevada, most of California for that special program. And it was the winner for Best News Special. So our appreciation to the Radio TV News Association of Southern California for those honors. And speaking of NBC4 News, we're very pleased to have with us investigative reporter Joel Grover, who's back to talk about the next Streets of Shame special project broadcast on the 11 o'clock news tonight. Joel, thanks for joining us again.
It is always an honor to be here, seriously, for the thoughtful conversation you bring to your listeners.
Well, I appreciate it. Let's talk about this latest investigative work, because tonight you're focused on the sanitation problems of homeless encampments in the streets of L.A.
I never thought I would be on your show talking about poop and pee, but this is a serious subject. We are focusing on the human waste problem on the streets of L.A. With the growing homeless population, we have a huge problem now. The city is now picking up tons of human feces and bottles of urine every week because we have all these homeless people living on our sidewalks and they have almost no toilets to use. So it's a very big problem. I spend my days out at homeless encampments all around LA. I talk to the people that live there and they say restaurants, stores won't let us use their restrooms. The city doesn't give us porta potties, so we have no choice but to go on the sidewalks, on the streets, up against buildings. This creates a huge public health crisis.
So it's not just the odor that's a concern. It's not just the demeaning nature of this for people that are homeless, that they're forced into this circumstance. There are public health consequences.
And you bring up a good point. It is very demeaning when people have no choice but to go on the streets. But yes, bacteria and viruses can live, I am told, for a long time in human feces and urine that's on the streets. Then you walk down those sidewalks, you walk down those streets, it gets on your shoes, you can track it into your home, you can track it into your office. I had an LAPD commander tell me after I did a story on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, I commented to him, the smell of urine is always so strong. He said, I hope you never wear your shoes when you're walking along the Hollywood Walk of Fame into your home, because you could be tracking some serious stuff in there.
I was walking to lunch one day last week and nearly stepped in human feces. I just barely avoided it on the sidewalk. We have a significant number of unhoused Pasadenans around our studio with the terrific Union Station shelter right here, a couple doors from our studios. And again, it's very difficult when the shelter's closed and there aren't porta potties that are out for people to use. I'd like to hear your experience as an Angelina, how you deal with this. If you're someone who's living in an encampment, you're living in your vehicle, you're living on the streets, how do you navigate using the restroom? Have you come up with any effective sorts of ways of being able to not have to go on the street or in an alley or a vacant lot? 866-893-KPCC. If you're someone who has to deal with this near your business, near your residence, how do you cope with the problem of human waste? 866-893-KPCC or the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. How many public toilets, porta potties are available in LA, Joel?
Very, very few. Let me give you a few numbers. I'll try and make it simple. The United Nations, the World Health Organization, has a standard that in populated areas like Los Angeles, there should be one toilet available for every 20 people. The city of LA has put out only 16 mobile porta potties for 36,000 people. 16 toilet stations for 36,000 people. What that means is that most of the homeless, most of the encampments in the city have no access to a toilet. To make matters even worse, the 16 that the city does put out there, they take them away at night, leaving the homeless, the unhoused, no place to go at night or in the early morning hours except for the streets. We are way, way behind in the number of toilets we should be providing. Let me just say this, Larry. The city of LA has made a decision that homeless people are allowed to camp out and live on the sidewalks, but they haven't given them toilets.
And much of that, of course, is the Boise decision, which the city views as not being able to remove people from the sidewalks if there aren't shelter beds for those individuals to go. I did want to bring up another side of this, though, Joel. Some communities, you know, people can tell you public restrooms like beach areas have had serious problems with homeless residents going in and moving into restrooms. Using them for drugs, for sexual commerce. One of the challenges in areas where there are public restrooms is they often end up off limits to the general public because homeless people use them for more than just a place to go to the bathroom.
That's true. Although, again, Larry, I spend so many of my days out at homeless encampments, and a lot of those living on the sidewalks now tell me that they don't need to use porta potties for drug use or prostitution because they now have tents. There are tent encampments, and those give those who want to commit illegal acts cover for that. So I don't think using porta potties for crime is as much an issue these days as it used to be, given that there are so many tents on our sidewalks.
All right. We're talking with NBC4 investigative reporter Joel Grover. He's doing a series called Streets of Shame, and the latest installment of that will be on the 11 o'clock NBC4 news tonight. Sanitation is the focus. Also with us from the University of Southern California, public health expert and professor of preventive medicine, Michael R. Cousineau. Professor, thank you for being with us. What sorts of cautions do you have for us about the sanitation issues Joel is raising here?
Well, thank you, Joel. It's a terrific work. I think that there are some easy things that we could do. It seems sort of unsavvy to think that, you know, we're going to solve this problem by putting portable toilets everywhere. But in fact, that is part of the short-term solution. And it is something that we need to do. And frankly, if you think about the complexity surrounding this issue, mental health and substance abuse treatment, actually providing toilets and showers and other things to keep people safe and clean is one of the easier things that we can do. And we ought to be doing it now. And because it's the humane thing to do. You know, we walk through our city all the time. We see construction sites and there are portable bathrooms there. We don't think twice about it. So we know how to do it. The resources are there to do it. It isn't that expensive. And it is something that can really help reduce the risk of transmission of infectious diseases, particularly among homeless people. And one more thing, Larry, it's important to understand that from a public health perspective, he's right. It is a very serious public health problem. But broadly speaking, our risk of getting an infectious disease is much higher by being exposed to somebody who's not homeless on the subway or at school or at work in the grocery store. 14,000 people die a year from the flu, all of which, you know, are preventable largely through good sanitation, hand washing. So let's really keep this in perspective. At the same time, we do need to deal with the humanitarian crisis and the public health crisis that's occurring in these encampments.
We're talking with USC professor Michael Cousineau. We're at 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. We'll hear from listeners about this, how you're dealing with it, what you're seeing in your area. And if you're someone who is unhoused and you have to deal with this multiple times a day with no public restroom facilities, what are the ways that you cope with it? And how do you handle negative interactions with the public? 866-893-5722. Back in 1 minute. Several listeners commenting on our Air Talk page that this isn't only a deficiency in Los Angeles when it comes to homeless Angelenos, but to tourists, to other people who have need for public restrooms and simply can't find them because businesses typically have their restaurants only for their customers. A number of people have made the point that it would be much more hospitable for the city to have them for everyone's need. We're at 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Joining me is Joel Grover, investigative reporter, NBC4 News, Streets of Shame, his special project reporting on homelessness in Southern California tonight on the 11 o'clock news. Sanitation, the focus, as is ours during this portion of the program. Jimmy in Long Beach says, our community, we see many homeless residents. The alley behind my house, people would often use as a restroom. But I found that as I would start talking with the homeless residents regularly, now they're much more less apt to use it because they know me. That's Jimmy in Long Beach. Donald in Fullerton, you're on Air Talk.
Hey, I'm glad you're talking about this. I used to work downtown, probably three blocks from Skid Row. The city would walk through, they'd hide people in their little carts. They pick up trash, they sweep the sidewalks, they sweep the gutters. This is really the city's fault. If they spent the time to clean up one area, so they're choosing where they're deciding where they're choosing to keep clean and neglecting the other areas on purpose. So they're purposely making those places the way they are. It's not the people's fault necessarily. You see them sweep trash up in piles sometimes. If they put even a trash bin on certain corners, there's a majority of those people who would put this trash or their containers with urine in at least the trash cans. They don't have a lot of choices.
Donald, I appreciate your call. Alex in Inglewood says, I work at LAX. We have a major problem with homeless residents living inside the airport, and I don't blame them. It's a roof over your head. There's running water. It's heated. There's free Wi-Fi. Airport security does shoo them away, but they typically come back. That's Alex in Inglewood. Joel, what is the cost of providing porta-potties for the streets?
The city of LA has estimated it would cost taxpayers $57 million if they were to put porta-potties, mobile pit stop stations, as they call them, out at most of the major encampments. I interviewed Mayor Garcetti about this, which for my report tonight, and I said, why don't you put a porta-potty out at every major encampment? And he very heatedly said, we don't have the money. He said, if I'm going to spend millions of dollars, why don't I spend it on building shelters and bridge housing to get these people off the streets rather than putting toilets out there so they stay on the streets? It is a catch-22, I think, for the politicians. My take on the homelessness crisis and problems like the sanitation issue is politicians, their heads are spinning. They're not sure what to do. Money is limited. It's not unlimited. And, you know, do they put more porta potties out, which we clearly need, or do they build housing? They're not sure what to do.
Are there concerns, do you think, Joel, that putting out porta potties actually attracts people and that residents will fight that? Even though you make the argument that it's going to make the streets cleaner around businesses or residential areas with encampments, might there be some who would feel like that's just going to make it worse?
Absolutely. I have done reports on a very big encampment in Mar Vista in West LA, right under the 405. And that neighborhood is full of feces all over the sidewalks where kids play, and yet some of the residents say, we don't want porta potties out here because then this campment will become permanent. Well, it's arguably already permanent. So let's deal with the sanitation issues right now.
All right. We're at 866-893-KPECC. You can share your observations. I particularly love to hear from someone who's unhoused to share your experience. How do you come up with a workaround if you don't have a readily available public restroom? What is the way that you make this work in your living circumstance? 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Pam writes on the Air Talk page, here in Venice, the community is starting to take matters into its own hands. And we're always asking, where is the mayor on this? We only hear lip service. The bureaucratic discussion always seems seems to be with developers about how can we make money. This problem should be declared an emergency, just as though, just like when there's an earthquake. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page. Dave, in Culver City, you have an idea about homeless Angelenos maintaining the porta potties?
Yes, I was just wondering if there is conversations about possibly training some of the individuals to help manage these sanitary stations in terms of cleaning, monitoring, and maybe, you know, compensating them with either housing or some financial benefit. Is that part of what's being discussed?
Joel?
Actually, that is what the city of LA is already doing. You have a good idea. At all their mobile pit stop stations, they employ two attendants, and they are always formerly homeless people. They're paid minimum wage to keep the porta potties clean and to keep an eye on them so that they're not used for crime. So the city is already doing that on the 16 mobile pit stop stations. Again, that's a very small number for 36,000 homeless people.
And are those 16 spread throughout the city, or are they concentrated downtown?
No, they're not just in downtown. They are spread throughout the city, and they are usually near large encampments, although I found one of them, the placement of it, is perplexing to me. It's in front of a public library where 30 feet from the porta potty, there is a public restroom inside the library, and I found the homeless in that area prefer to use the library restroom rather than the porta potty, so I don't know why the city's paying to put it out there.
And this is significant. The libraries have become a place of shelter for so many people who are homeless to spend their day in there, use computers, and use the restrooms that are available in the library.
I did a whole series of reports on that a few years ago. Yes,
yeah.
The libraries are the new homeless shelters.
DSK writes on the Air Talk page, I live right by the Hollywood Bowl. I'm all for more public restrooms. I'm always having to watch where and my dog walk to avoid human waste. You can share your comments on the Air Talk page. Joel Grover's NBC4 investigative piece, part of the Streets of Shame series tonight on the 11 o'clock news. Joel, good to have you with us again.
Thank you so much,
What's
Larry.
The next segment? You have it planned out next?
I have so many Streets of Shame segments on the drawing board that I hope you'll have me back.
Of
I have
course.
A lot. I'm not going to reveal them.
All right, and our thanks to Michael Cousineau, public health authority and professor of preventive medicine, University of Southern California. Fresh Air with Terry Gross is next. I look forward to talking with you again tomorrow morning at 10.